Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is seeking a diplomatic solution to the conflict in eastern Ukraine, but he said the West cannot close its eyes to Russian tanks and soldiers on the border.
We talked about the largest threat that Ukraine faces today, and that is Russia's continued aggression in the east. Now, there's no other way to call it.
Kerry made his comments after a meeting today in Kiev with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande says he and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will visit Ukraine to present what he called a new solution to the conflict based on the territorial integrity of Ukraine. The two will then go on to Moscow for talks with Russian officials. In Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance is set to bolster its defenses near Russian borders because of Russia's aggressive actions in Ukraine. Cameroon says at least 91 civilians have been killed by Boko Haram since the Nigerian militants invaded Cameroonian villages on Wednesday. Defense Minister Edgar Alan Ngo told VOA that 6 Cameroonian soldiers and 13 Chadian soldiers were killed fighting the militants in and around the border town of Fotokol. The minister said at least 500 people have been wounded. The Yemeni branch of al-Qaeda says one of its commanders, Harith al-Nadhari, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in the country's south. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula said in a statement posted on Twitter that Nadhari and 3 other militants were killed while traveling in a car last week. This is VOA News. The German and Greek finance ministers met in Berlin today. They made no progress towards settling a demand from the new Greek government to restructure the country's bailouts. Pierre Moscovici is the European Union's Commissioner for Economic and Financial Affairs.
Everybody first wants to work constructively with the new government in Greece. And second, everybody wants Greece to stay in Eurozone. But third, I think that all the European partners of Greece and European friends of Greece want to have the commitments taken by this country respected.
The ministers disagree about Greece's call to end strict austerity measures imposed in exchange for nearly $300 billion in loans over the last several years. U.S. President Barack Obama today praised the Tibetan religious leader, the Dalai Lama, as a man of compassion. Both men attended the annual National Prayer Breakfast today in Washington. They were seated a short distance away from each other and exchanged greetings. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will meet in Munich on Saturday. They will discuss negotiations upcoming on Iran's nuclear program. The talks disclosed today by a senior State Department official follow a series of meetings the diplomats held on the topic last month. The death toll from Wednesday's plane crash in Taiwan rose to 31 today. The search and rescue operation is underway to find 12 people still missing. Internet video showed the twin-engine Transair plane clipping an elevated highway and a taxi cab before crashing into a river. Authorities say 15 people survived, including a small child. The AFP quotes government officials as saying Niger's parliament has scheduled a vote for Monday on sending soldiers to join the fight against Boko Haram. A parliamentary source says Niger will send troops to Nigeria to fight the Islamist militant group. The government of Zimbabwe is denying that President Robert Mugabe fell yesterday shortly after returning from a trip to Ethiopia. The Associated Press quotes a government spokesman as saying the president broke his fall. Airport witnesses reported seeing Mr. Mugabe fall as he was stepping down from a platform where he had given a speech. Press photographers said they were forced to discard their photos of the fall, but images obtained by the Associated Press show the president falling and landing on his hands and knees. Tunisia's parliament has approved a coalition government. The new government will be led by the Nida Tunis Party and will include ministers from rival parties. This is the first government to be formed after the country's first free presidential and parliamentary election, which took place last year. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.